AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Iran's been challenging what the Trump administration's been saying about the interim agreement aimed at ending their war. John Gambrell reports from Dubai.
Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson told journalists there were no scheduled visits by the International Atomic Energy Agency, the UN's nuclear watchdog, to those three enrichment sites that America bombed last year. Those sites are where it's believed Iran's highly enriched uranium now remains, and the IAEA is really wanting to see that stockpile and understand if Iran has moved anything out from there or if there has any centrifuges still functional at these sites. Vice President J.D. Vance had said that Iran had agreed to the IAEA conducting inspections but didn't elaborate.
They're wrong. They know they're wrong. They told us inside and we have it down 100% inspections. And if they were right, I'd cancel the meetings right now.
Reporters asked President Trump about the status of things this afternoon.
When will those inspectors actually be on the ground?
At the appropriate time. At the appropriate time. There's no rush.
The Supreme Court barred a former Louisiana inmate from suing prison officials who cut his dreadlocks in violation of his Rastafari religious beliefs. The justice is ruling that the federal law designed to protect religious rights does not permit lawsuits for monetary damages. And Julie Walker reports.
The Supreme Court rules ExxonMobil can sue Cuban state-owned companies in American courts over property on the island nation that was seized after Fidel Castro took power. The decision Tuesday was the second in as many months in favor of U.S. owners of Cuban property that was confiscated by the communist government more than 65 years ago. I'm Julie Walker.
And the U.S. government slapped new sanctions on five Cuban companies key to its crumbling economy. This is AP News. At the World Cup today, Portugal 5, Uzbekistan 0, while England and Ghana played to a scoreless draw. And Saka Magani reports there's been a big trade in the NBA.
The Milwaukee Bucks are sending Giannis Antetokounmpo to the Miami Heat, along with Bobby Portis, for a haul that includes Wisconsin native Tyler Hero, three other players, and a slew of draft picks. Antetokounmpo led the Bucks to the NBA title 5 years ago.
I want to win a championship in Milwaukee, and I'm going to do whatever it takes in order for me to win it. And we did it.
And now becomes the latest superstar the Heat add in, looking to win another ring.
I could go to a super team and, you know, just do my part and win a championship.
They pulled off similar splashy moves for Shaquille O'Neal, LeBron James, and Chris Bosh, netting three titles in the past 20 years. I'm Sagar Meghani.
The latest at APnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.